Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. This week, I want to talk to you about one of the miracles that exist in our lives. And if you're in medical sales, or even in your personal life, you probably use this quite a bit. It's something called email. Now, no question, email is a phenomenal tool. Think of all the things you could do with email. You could send someone a message and they receive it almost instantly. You can send someone a document. How valuable is that when you're working with some of your customers to be able to send a JPEG of a photograph or perhaps an important document or a contract? I mean, this is truly, truly amazing. But along with all the benefits of any technology, there are some potential downsides and some ways that people misuse it. Now, I'm not accusing you of misusing email, but let me tell you how some people do misuse email during their medical sales efforts. One of the most common ways that I have seen email misused is when salespeople will use email in place of making a phone call, making a cold call, or setting an appointment. In other words, I'm just going to send out an email to discuss with the prospect or the customer what it is that I would be discussing with them if I were sitting in front of them. And if he or she is interested, he or she can respond. Not a good idea. It depends. But mainly, it's not a good idea in a sales situation when you're trying to create a sale or to complete a sale for this simple reason. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Let me ask you a question. What happens when you receive an email from a salesperson for some company who's selling whatever, and it's something that at that moment you're not really interested in? It may be of interest to you at some other time. Perhaps it might be about improving your telephone service. You use a telephone. Everyone uses a telephone. But right now, it's just not that important for you to figure out how you could save $20 on your monthly phone bill. What do you do with that email? One of two things. You either just leave it in your inbox and forget about it, or you delete it. Well, think about what's happening when you're contacting a busy healthcare professional. Selling your product is very important to you, but buying your product at that particular moment, or even hearing about it, may not be the most important thing to that healthcare professional. So when you send them an email telling them that you want to meet with them to show you your product or discuss their product or follow up on their product, if it's not important, it's going to be overlooked. So what has that done for your sale? And let me ask you another question. How many times have you seen information about something on the internet? It could be while browsing the web, or perhaps you received an email. And when the subject comes up again, you feel like you're already familiar with it because you have seen it. This can happen with your medical customers too, and you don't want it to happen. If you are trying to garner some interest in one of your products or one of your services, and you talk about it in an email, and they just glance it over and delete it or leave it in their inbox, the next time you go to talk to them, they might say, "Hey, you know what, Chuck? I've already seen some information about that. I don't think I'm interested." Very, very busy people try not to relive or go over again the things that they have already reviewed. And often it could be a mistake, but if they think they've heard about your product or seen your product, they may not want to talk about it again. This is similar to one of the classic mistakes that I feel many medical sales professionals make, and that is to leave a brochure prior to having a conversation about their product or service. The customer, if they look in that brochure, the customer feels like he or she already knows about your product and may not want to hear anymore. Hence, you could see that email is not always one of the best ways to communicate with a customer, especially when you're trying to initiate a sale, develop a new relationship with a new prospect or customer, or to complete a sale. What are some of the other risks with email? Well, one of the most notable risks that I have seen in reviewing emails from companies, these email exchanges that go on, is that oftentimes in an email, the attitude or the emotion of the author of a particular email cannot be adequately assessed. And if it's misinterpreted, frequently what will happen is the other party will respond in a similar emotion. I have seen calm emails where something was misunderstood suddenly take on a tone of nastiness and anger, and just escalate into a full-blown war. And this certainly does nothing if you're having one of these communications with a customer. In fact, your customer may even perceive that you're a little angry or put off or impatient or disappointed or whatever emotion they may read or misread into your email. But that is going to be how they perceive you at that moment. And that could alter not only the sale, but your relationship with that customer forever. If you have to discuss something important, whether it's with a customer or someone at the company, or even someone you care about, such as a spouse, a significant other, or a friend, pick up the phone and call them or go see them. Don't have critical communications via email for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's going to be misinterpreted, or the potential for it to be misinterpreted is there. And second, there will always be a permanent record of your communication. That's right. A lot of people think that when they send an email or they receive an email, whatever it is, once you delete it from your hard drive, it is gone. Well, the other person who you send it to, they may choose to keep that copy as a permanent record of something that you misstated or didn't really intend to say. But even if they choose not to, and you said something that, let's say for example, you just happen to slip and say something that violated a compliance issue, and I'm not going to get into that, but let's say it happened in an email. Guess what? There is a permanent record of that email at your internet provider on their servers and also on the servers for the recipient, their internet provider or their corporate servers. That record is there forever. Forever. Email is permanent. When you communicate in person via the spoken word, the record is only there for as long as the person to whom you were speaking can remember it. I'm just sharing these ideas with you because I want you to understand that email is a tremendous tool in medical sales, but be very careful not to misuse it. And the reason I even brought this up, you might be saying, Mace, why are you talking about email? I don't misuse it. I see people all the time who are in medical sales misusing email. And the most common way is to bypass that sales hesitancy they have. For example, cold calling via email. They're trying to create a relationship. They're trying to open a sale, and it just doesn't happen. And why do they do that? Because when you use email, you can't get rejected at a personal level. It's just so anonymous. You're not there. Someone doesn't respond. They ignore your email. You don't feel the rejection. But if you call or you walk into a doctor's office and you try to speak with that doctor and you do speak to the doctor and he says, I'm not interested, or you don't know what you're talking about, or I use a better product, then the salesperson has to deal with rejection. They also have the opportunity to sell to the prospect by correcting the prospect's misconception about their product or service. And that's what your job is to do as a salesperson. Think about it. If your job was to send out emails, they could hire a secretary instead of a medical sales professional. That's not your job. And this is how I see it misused so often. Remember, use it as a tool in your sales, but not as the primary vehicle for your sales. In some future podcasts, I'm going to talk about some of the other elements of social media, such as LinkedIn and Facebook, and how they can be used appropriately, and also how they get misused sometimes. In fact, it can absolutely ruin your sales career if you misuse it. So for now, thanks for spending some time with me. I hope this was beneficial and you've gotten some things to think about that will keep you out of trouble with email. But I also want to thank you for taking time out of your day to spend time with us at Medical Sales Guru Podcast. My goal is to help you move along in your medical sales efforts. And if there's anything I could do, please send me an email to mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And if you have a meeting coming up where you would like a speaker who is knowledgeable about the medical device, pharmaceutical industry, who has done what you do, who understands what the challenges for your customers are, and who will tailor a program specifically for what your needs are and the needs of your customers are, then you should give me a call and we should at least talk about it. I'm not a pushy guy. I am a good sales guy, so look out. I might convince you to buy from me. But if I can do that, then you probably need me to come and help you with your company to do the same thing. See, here's the thing. The companies that are doing really, really well, the salespeople who are making, you know, the mid-six to upper six figures and even some in the seven figures, they have worked out a sales process with a complete structure that works for them. And the sales representatives on the lower end, there's something missing from their sales structure. My job and what I want to do for you is to help you find that missing structure and fix it so that you have a sensible, reproducible sales process that works. Give me the opportunity to do that. Give me a call at 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. And thanks for spending time with me. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, remember that nothing is ever more important than the patient. The patient always comes first. Talk to you soon on another podcast. Bye for now.